This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 27, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. Government Accountability Office's audit of the U.S. Air Force's KCX tanker contract competition has been released in complete form. The Washington Post has reviewed it in detail. The paper reports the GAO charges the process was, quote, undermined by a number of prejudicial errors that call into question the Air Force's decision, unquote. Specifically, the GAO says Air Force officials miscalculated maintenance costs, failed to follow their own evaluation process, and misled Boeing on the prospects for its offering while giving Northrop extra time and inside tips to touch up areas in which its bid might be deficient. The ball is now in the Air Force's court. The service is not bound by law to rebid the contract yet again, but in light of the tone of the GAO report, it may be bound by politics. American Airlines provided detail Wednesday on how deeply it will cut capacity in its attempt to, quote, reduce costs and create a more sustainable supply and demand balance in today's high fuel cost environment, unquote. American says it will cut 28 mainline and 34 American Eagle flights in Chicago, 8 mainline and 35 connector flights at St. Louis, and 19 mainline and 23 American Eagle flights from its base at Dallas-Fort Worth. The cutbacks are part of American's previously announced plans to trim mainline capacity by 11-12% and regional service by as much as 11% from levels in the fourth quarter of 2007. American also announced in May it planned to end service completely from Oakland, California and London Stansted. On Wednesday, it added Barranquilla, Colombia to the list of airports it will no longer serve. American Eagle will end service to Albany, Providence, Harrisburg, San Luis Obispo, and Samana, Dominican Republic. Bankrupt Frontier Airlines Wednesday announced cuts even deeper than those announced by American, United, and Continental recently. Frontier, which is based in Denver, said 17% of its capacity will be trimmed, along with a proportional reduction in its workforce. The airline says it now plans to sell 11 of its Airbus planes, up from the 4 announced earlier this year. The Associated Press reports the airline has about 6,000 employees, but has not yet offered specifics on how many will be furloughed. Frontier CEO Sean Menke said the moves were difficult, but needed to deal with record fuel prices and a slowing economy. Virgin Group Chairman Sir Richard Branson has never been shy about controversy, but he may have alienated many of his colleagues with his comments Tuesday at the Global Humanitarian Forum in Geneva. The Associated Press reports Branson said airlines should agree to pay for their greenhouse gas emissions and volunteered to make Virgin Group the first. Quote, if you run a dirty business, an airline business, a shipping business, coal business, you should pay for the privilege because you are doing damage, unquote. Abdul Gayoom, president of the Maldives, said his nation's 1,200 islands in the Indian Ocean could be submerged if ocean levels rise due to global warming. He suggested some of the proceeds from aviation-related carbon offsets should be distributed to small nations like his. Former United Nations chief and current forum president Kofi Annan thinks that's a great idea. Quote, we must recognize that the polluter must pay and not the poor and vulnerable. We must have climate justice, unquote. I know. Let's not even start. Although I will admit to being curious why a country that's underwater would need money. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. We'll tell you more about these stories. A rising chorus is asking Congress to do something about the plight of the airlines. Looks like Mars may have suffered a strike by a huge object at one time. And just how bad is a TSA screener's job? Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is veteran airline pilot and aviation career counselor Karen Kahn. We'll talk about ab initio training. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day.